Well, good morning. It is September 9th, 2022, and welcome to our daily Bible reading. Today we are going to press on through 2 Samuel chapter 3, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, Ezekiel chapter 12, and Psalm 51. So let's get in the Word today. 2 Samuel chapter 3. Now, there was long war between the house of David and the house of Saul. But David waxed stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul waxed weaker and weaker. And unto David were sons born in Hebron, and his firstborn was Amnon of Ahinoam, the Jezreelite, and his second, Chileab of Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite, and third, Absalom, the son of Maacah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur, and fourth, Adonijah, the son of Haggith, and fifth, Shephatiah, the son of Abital, and sixth, Ithream by Eglah, David's wife, and these were born to David in Hebron. And it came to pass, while there was war between the house of Saul and the house of David, that Abner made himself strong for the house of Saul. And Saul had a concubine whose name was Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah. And Ishbosheth said to Abner, "Wherefore hast thou gone in unto my father's concubine?" And then was Abner very wroth for the words of Ishbosheth, and said, "Am I a dog's head, which against Judah do show kindness this day unto the house of Saul thy father, to his brethren and to his friends, and have not delivered thee into the hand of David, that thou chargest me today with a fault concerning this woman? And so do God to Abner, and more also, except as the Lord hath sworn to David, even so I do to him, to translate the kingdom from house of Saul, and to set up the throne of David over Israel and over Judah, from Dan even to Beersheba." And he could not answer Abner a word again, because he feared him. And Abner sent messengers to David on his behalf, saying, "Whose is the land?" saying also, "Make thy league with me, and behold, my hand shall be with thee to bring about all Israel unto thee." And he said, "Well, I will make a league with thee, but one thing I require of thee, that is, thou shalt not see my face, except thou first bring Michal, Saul's daughter, when thou comest to see my face." And David sent messengers to Ish-bosheth, Saul's son, saying, "Deliver me my wife Michal, which I espoused to me for 100 foreskins of the Philistines." And Ish-bosheth sent and took her from her husband, even from Phetaliel, the son of Laish. And her husband went with her along weeping behind her to Bahurim. And then said Abner unto him, "Go, return." And he returned. And Abner had communication with the elders of Israel, saying, "You sought for David in times past to be king over you. Now then do it. For the Lord hath spoken of David, saying, 'By the hand of my servant David, I will save my people Israel out of the hand of the Philistines and out of the hand of their enemies.' And Abner also spoke in the ears of Benjamin, and Abner went also to speak in the ears of David in Hebron all that seemed good to Israel and that seemed good to the whole house of Benjamin. And so Abner came to David to Hebron, 20 men with him. And David made Abner and the few men that were with him a feast. And Abner said unto David, 'I will arise and go, and will gather all Israel unto my lord the king, that they may make a league with thee, and that thou mayest reign over all that thine heart desirest.' And David sent Abner away, and he went in peace. And behold, the servants of David and Joab came from pursuing a troop, and brought in a great spoil with them. But Abner was not with David in Hebron, for he had sent him away, and he was gone in peace. When Joab and all the host that was with him were come, they told Joab, saying, 'Abner, the son of Ner, came to the king, and he hath sent him away, and he is gone in peace.' And then Joab came to the king and said, 'What hast thou done? Behold, Abner has come unto thee. Why is it that thou hast sent him away, and he is quite gone? And thou knowest Abner, the son of Ner, and he came to deceive thee, and to know thy going out and thy coming in, and to all, and to know all that thou doest.' And when Joab was come out from David, he sent messenger after Abner, which brought him again from the wall of Sirah, but David knew it not. And when Abner was returned to Hebron, Joab took him aside in the gate to speak with him quietly, and smote him there under the fifth rib, that he died for the blood of Asahel his brother. And afterwards, when David heard it, he said, 'I and my kingdom are guiltless before the Lord forever from the blood of Abner the son of Ner. Let it rest on the head of Joab and on all his father's house, and let there not fail from the house of Joab one that hath an issue, or that is a leper, or that leaneth on a staff, or that falleth on the sword, or that lacketh bread.' So Joab and Abishai his brother slew Abner, because he had slain the brother of Ashiel the Gibeon at Gibeon in battle. And David said to Joab and to all the people that were with him, "Rend your clothes and gird you with sackcloth and mourn before Abner." And King David himself followed the bier, and they buried Abner in Hebron. And the king lifted up his voice and wept at the grave of Abner, and all the people wept. And the king lamented over Abner and said, "Died Abner as a fool dieth? And thy hands were not bound, nor thy feet into the fetters. As a man falleth before wicked men, so fellest thou." And all the people wept again over him. And when all the people came to cause David to eat meat while it was yet day, David sware, saying, "So do God to me, and more also, if I taste bread or aught else, till the sun be down." And all the people took notice of it, and it pleased them, as whatsoever the king did pleased all the people. For all the people in all Israel understood that day that it was not of the king to slay Abner the son of Ner. And the king said unto his servant, "Know ye not that there is a prince and a great man fallen this day in Israel? And I am this day weak, though anointed king. And these men, the sons of Zeruiah, be too hard for me. The Lord shall reward the doers of evil according to his wickedness." That was 2 Samuel chapter 3. Let's move on over to 1 Corinthians chapter 14 for our next reading. 1 Corinthians 14. "Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye have prophecy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. And I would that ye all speak with tongues, but rather that ye prophesied. For greater is he that prophesied than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret, that the church may receive edifying. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you, except I shall speak to you either by revelation or by knowledge or by prophesying or by doctrine? And even things without life, giving sound, whether pipe or harp, except they give a distinction in the sounds, how shall it be known what is piped or harped? For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? And so likewise ye, except ye utter by the tongue words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For ye shall speak into the air. And there are, may it be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. And therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto him that speaketh a barbarian, and he that speaketh shall be a barbarian unto me. Even so, ye, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel of the edifying of the church. And wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with my spirit, and I will also with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with understanding also. Else when thou hast blessed with the spirit, how shall he that occupieth the room of an unlearned say amen at the giving of thanks, seeing he understandeth not what thou sayest? For thou verily givest thanks well, but the other is not edified. I thank my God I speak with tongues more than all ye. And yet in the church I'd rather speak five words with understanding than by my voice I might teach others also than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. Brethren, be not children in understanding, howbeit in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men. In the law it is written, with men of other tongues and of other lips will I speak unto this people. And yet for all that will they not hear me, saith the Lord. And therefore tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. But prophesying serveth not for them that believe not, but for them which believe. And if I therefore the whole church, and if therefore the whole church be come together into one place, and all speak with tongues, and there come in one that are unlearned or unbelievers, will they not say that ye are mad? But if all prophesy, and there come in one that believeth not, or one unlearned, he is convinced of all, and he is judged of all. And thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest. And so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is in you of truth. How is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you hath a psalm, hath a doctrine, hath a tongue, hath a revelation, hath an interpretation? Let all things be done unto edifying. If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or at the most by three, and that by chorus, and let one interpret. But if there be no interpreter, let him keep silent in the church, and let him speak to himself and to God. Let the prophets speak two or three, and let the other judge. If anything be revealed to another that sitteth by, let the first hold his peace. For ye may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be comforted. And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. Let your women keep silent in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also the saith the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it's a shame for a woman to speak in the church. What? Came the word of God out from you, or came it unto you only? If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. And wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy, and forbid not to speak with tongues, and let all things be done decently and in order. That was 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Let's move on over to our next reading today in Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 12. Ezekiel chapter 12. The word of the Lord also came unto me, saying, Son of man, thou dwellest in the midst of a rebellious house, which have eyes to see and see not. They have ears to hear and hear not, for they are a rebellious house. And therefore, thou son of man, prepare thee stuff for removing, and remove by day in their sight. And thou shalt remove from thy place to another place in their sight. It may be they will consider, though they be a rebellious house. And then shalt thou bring forth thy stuff by day in their sight as stuff for removing, and thou shalt go forth at even in their sight as they that go forth into captivity. Dig thou through the wall in their sight and carry out thereby. In their sight shalt thou bear it upon thy shoulders and carry it forth in the twilight. Thou shalt cover thy face that thou shalt see the ground, for I have set thee for a sign unto the house of Israel. And I did so as I was commanded. I brought forth my stuff by day and my as stuff for captivity. And in the even I digged through the wall with mine hand. I brought it forth in the twilight, and I bare it upon my shoulder in their sight. And in the morning came the word of the Lord unto me, saying, Son of man, hath not the house of Israel, the rebellious house, said unto thee, What doest thou? And say thou unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, This burden concerning the prince of Jerusalem and all the house of Israel that are among them, say, I am your sign. Like as I have done, so shall it be done unto them. They shall remove and go into captivity, and the prince that is under them shall bear upon his shoulders in the twilight and shall go forward. They shall dig through the wall to carry out thereby, and he shall cover his face that he see not the ground with his eyes. My net also will I spread upon him, and he shall be taken in by the snare, and I will bring him to Babylon, to the land of the Chaldeans, and yet shall he not see it, though he shall die there. And I will scatter toward every wind all that are about him to help him, and all the bands, and I will draw out the sword after them. And they shall know that I am the Lord when I shall scatter them among the nations and disperse them in their countries. But I will leave a few men of them from the sword, from the famine, and from the pestilence, that they may declare all their abominations among the heathen, whither they come, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, eat thy bread with quaking, and drink thy water with trembling and with carefulness. And say unto the people of the land, Thus saith the Lord God of the inhabitation of Jerusalem and of the land of Israel, they shall eat their bread with carefulness and drink their water with astonishment, that their land may be desolate from all that is therein because of the violence of all them that dwell therein. And the cities that are inhabited shall be laid waste, and the land shall be desolate, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, what is that proverb that ye have in the land of Israel, saying, The days are prolonged, and every vision faileth? Tell them therefore, Thus saith the Lord God, I will make this proverb to cease, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel, but say unto them, The days are at hand, an effect of every vision. For there shall be no more any vain vision nor flattering divination with the house of Israel. For I am the Lord, I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass, and shall no more be prolonged. For in your days, O rebellious house, will I say the word and will perform it, saith the Lord God. And again, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, behold, they of the house of Israel say, The vision that he seeth is for many days to come, and he that prophesieth of the times that are afar off. And therefore say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, There shall none of my words be prolonged any more, but the word which I have spoken shall be done, saith the Lord God. That was Ezekiel chapter 12. Let's move on over to our final reading today in Psalm 51. Psalm 51 today. Psalm 51 to the chief musician, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came unto him after he had gone into Bathsheba. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else I would give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem, and then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings, and then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Well, amen. That was our reading today for September 9th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. Again, apologize. I had an early morning meeting today, and so doing this a little early today. Again, that's the reason why I have it. I had a little message on Facebook that said, just as a reminder about the fact that it's not going to give you that little notice. And so that's going to be whenever I have to do that. But again, thank you all so much for joining me. Leave a comment, leave a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark that down. But let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for another day that you granted to us. Lord, as we read in Psalm 51, Lord, help us to take our sins seriously. Lord, I pray, God, that we would be in a regular habit of confession of those sins, thinking through the sins, Lord, that we are and have committed, Lord, so that you might wash us and purge us and make us whiter than snow. We thank you that you've already done that through the blood of Jesus. But Lord, I pray that you continually do that to us, Lord. I can continually sanctify us through your truth to wash us continually each and every single day, Lord, that we put off the old man and put on the new. And so, Lord, may that be our theme for today, Lord, as we part and go our separate ways. Lord, I pray for your blessing upon my brothers and sisters, and just give us a good day in you, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, everybody.